Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Sidney Finkelstein is our guest, our new friend. Soon to not be new friend, though. We're going to get him back. He's got more to teach us. He's the Stephen Roth Professor of Management at Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth College up in New Hampshire, and he's a contributor to the BBC. He's the author of a brand new book called Super Bosses, How Exceptional Leaders Master the Flow of Talent. Sidney, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to give us a website? You want to promote Tuck a little bit?
Well, I'll tell you, the website's pretty simple, www.superbosses.com.
All right.
That'll get you to anything you want to know about me and more.
Superbosses.com. So that's pretty easy. So check it out, folks. Books available right now wherever books are sold. Sidney's helping us, folks, understand half a dozen basic markers, prominent markers of a super boss, somebody who's just who good times, bad times, right, Sidney? They seem to excel and perform. Their teams excel and perform. And the next three are really important for small businesses, and one of them is something we do pretty easily. You talk about setting high expectations. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, that is absolutely the case. And, you know, there's no space, there's no place for anything other than the absolute best. And this is how super bosses think. They raise the bar, and they raise it even higher. And I have to say, it's not always the easiest place or easiest person to work for, because you got to be willing to do everything that you need to do. I mean, sometimes they say things like, you know, there's one of the super bosses, named Bill Sanders, fantastic, you know, in real estate business, very successful. Lots and lots of proteges that are all over the real estate business today. And one of the lessons he taught some of his former managers was that perfect is good enough. Good is not good enough. Perfect is good enough. And you can take that two ways, because the quest for perfection can get you in trouble, too.
Yeah.
You got to make decisions.
That's the reason why I prefer to tell people that perfection is not what they should seek. Excellence is what they should seek.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's what he meant. But he absolutely said, you know, and what he was really getting at is the importance of preparation and being ready for battle every single day, whatever it is you're doing, talking to a customer, dealing with something internally, whatever it is, doesn't matter. You got to be ready. You got to be prepared.
And this brings us to the next one, because this next one is where perfection gets us into trouble. I think, Sidney, you talk about delegating, and I know myself as someone who was a horrible delegator for a long time. I couldn't imagine somebody else being able to do it as perfectly as I did it, and so I would just do it all myself until I figured out that I was going to wind up, you know, being a party of one forever if I did that. And so I realized that what I really should be seeking was excellence, not perfection. Even though I did it perfectly, we were going to be fine if my people did it in an excellent way, and it helped me become a better delegator. That's what you talk about, delegating, being an effective delegator, is an important marker of a super boss.
It really is, and I think delegation and knowing how to do that is something anyone who's managing any group of people needs to know how to do.
You cannot grow your business without that, can you?
No, and you know, why doesn't it happen is a good question, you know, to ask. You have your own personal experience you just shared, where you didn't think anyone was going to be able to do as good a job as you can. Other times, so that's about trust. You really trust the people around you. And if you really, truly feel that, then you have to question, do you have the right people around you? Have you hired effectively? You know,
most of the time, what I've found is the people were fine. It was the ego of the unsuper boss. Which I was once, at least, and you know, of thinking that, you know, I just can't turn this loose. It has to be the way I do it. And if you ever get over that, then your world opens up, doesn't it?
You know what I call that in the Super Boss's book? I call it the big personality paradox. And that is that, you know, you've got the big personality, you're really talented, you're really capable. Maybe you can do everything in theory, or you run out of time, as you say. The paradox is that these super bosses, even though they have this big ego and this skill, they're able to step aside for other people, to make room for those other people, to get better, to grow, to accomplish more. And I can't see how you could be successful at any endeavor unless, as you say, you're this one-man, one-woman show without having good people around you, mm-hmm. giving them an opportunity to make stuff happen.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the last one is so important for everything we do, isn't it? The relationship.
Yeah, the relationship with other people, how you work together. And there's a couple of dimensions here that came up for the super bosses. One is that they are really coaches in many ways and teachers of the people around them. And they do it because they have this deep content knowledge. They understand the business really, really well. And they take it upon themselves to educate, if you want to say that, people all around them so that they get better at doing whatever it is they need to do. And that, of course, enhances the relationship. The other thing they do is this kind of team dimension of the relationship, right? And that's when you put people together that are pretty good. And what I love about superbosses is, again, they do two things that most people will say are opposites, and they do them at the same time. And I'm referring to competition and cooperation or collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
Superbosses create teams and relationships where both of those two things are going on at the same time. I mean, I can give you a quick example. Lorne Michaels is a famous, obviously,
Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's one of my superbosses. And to get a skit onto that TV show, you can't stand up comedy. You need two or three or four people working together, performers.
Leaders. Right.
So that's collaboration.
Right. But
by the time you get to the end of the show, they put together 3 hours of material, an hour and a half of time.
For an hour and a half of time. They got to cut something. Hey, Cindy, I got to wrap it up. Superbosses.com. Will you come back another day?
I would love to. Thanks.
We enjoyed having you here. Good job. Come back soon. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.